Today's daf is Brachas Daf Lamed Zayin. We are 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis Pilpuli. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Alizik. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss different foods and what specific bracha you make on those foods. In other words, Ketzad Mevarchim. Says the Gemara, Pilpuli. Peppercorn, Rav Sheshe Samar Shahakal. So if somebody eats a whole peppercorn, you make a shahakal. Rava says like klum. You don't make any bracha. Va'az the Rava letame. Gemara says this is Rava l'shitasi. Amar Rava said, kas pilpili b'yamid kippur. If somebody eats peppercorn on Yom Kippur, potter, he's not over the iser to eat on Yom Kippur. In other words, because Rava holds, it's not considered eating. Just like it's not considered eating regarding the laws of Yom Kippur, Rava l'shitasei holds that if somebody would eat pilpili, not on Yom Kippur, he wouldn't make a brachas. Kos zangavilo b'yom kippur potter. Additionally, Rava said that if somebody would eat ginger on Yom Kippur, he'd be potter as well. Faith to Gemara, statue, meisavei, hoyre mei, oyre mei, osem, imach b'shenema, va'araltem, orlosoy, esperioi. So it says in the Parsha of Arlo, which was very much the topic of the previous staff, ki savoyu ala aretz unetatem kol eitz machol va'araltem orlosayes pirya shalei shanim yelachem arelim lo yiyachad. The Torah says that if you have a tree that gives off fruit the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. Says the Gemara that once the Torah makes it clear that we're talking about fruit, so why does the Torah have to describe the tree as an Eitz Meichel? Obviously it's an Eitz Meichel. If it gives off fruit, then by definition it must be an Eitz Meichel. Eitz Meichel, Havi's coming to teach me halacha. Eitz, Shetam, Eitzoy, Upir Yoshava. It's coming to teach me that there's a certain thing that grows on a tree that you would have thought maybe is not considered a fruit with regards to the laws of Arla, kamash malon, that it is included. Now, what is that thing? It's something that tam of the eights is the same as the tam of the pri. The izehu, and what is that? Zehah pilpulin. It's peppercorn. L'lametcha, it's coming to teach me, shal pilpulin chayovim ba'arlo. That pilpulin are included in the halacha of arlo. U'l'lametcha, it's also coming to teach me, she'ein eretz yisrael chaseir klon. That eretz yisrael is not missing anything. Meaning there's two chidushim in this pasuk. Number one, there's a chidush that pilpuli is considered a pri. It's included in the laws of arlo. Additionally, there's a chidush that pilpuli grows in eretz yisrael. That eretz yisrael is eina chaseir klon. Shenemar is the pasuk says, eretz ha'shaloi b'miskenus toich. The point is that you see from here that pilpili is included in the laws of Arla. If it's included in the laws of Arla, it means it's a peri. If it's a peri, then you should make a bracha. If it's a peri, you shouldn't be allowed to eat it on Yom Kippur. This braisa would seem to be a kasha on Rava. Rava and Amoira can't contradict the braisa, but the Gemara says, like, kasha, you have to say there's two types of pilpili. There's two types of peppercorn. Habiratifta, habiabeshta. If it's moist, it's roi lachila. That you can't eat on Yom Kippur. That you would have to make a bracha. That's included in the laws of Arla. If it's dry, then the halacha is going to be different. Amalei Rabbanu Mereimar. The Rabbanu told Mereimar, kos zangavila b'yayim de kippuri potter. Is that true? Rava said that if somebody eats ginger on Yom Kippur, he's potter. Vama Rava said, hai hei malta da asya bebe hindoi. Hei malta was a certain dish that people would eat, and it seems that the primary ingredient was ginger. It came from Hindoi Sharia. You're allowed to eat it, he said. The chiddush you're allowed to eat it is that there's no bishalakim problem. Additionally, he said that you make a bracha. L'chura, if Rava holds that you're allowed to eat it on Yom Kippur, that means it's not a meichel. Which would mean that just like Rava said, if somebody eats pilpili, he doesn't make a bracha. If somebody eats zangavila, if somebody eats ginger, he also shouldn't make a bracha. So how did Rava say that this heimalta, which was a ginger-based dish, that comes mi bay Hindoi, you're supposed to make a bayer priyadacha, and the Gemara says the same teretz lokasha, habri tifta, habi abeshta. There's the moist ginger and there's the dry ginger. The moist ginger is a meichel. The moist ginger, you would have to make a bracha, a bayer priyadama. It's the abeshta one that Rava said that you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. It's the abeshta one where if you would eat it, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. Another type of food. Chavitz kedera, v'chein daisa. So chavitz kedera and daisa will be very much the topic of today's daf. It's a food that was very common once upon a time, and it was grain-based. So it was a carb-based food, but it wasn't baked as people often do with grains. turn into bread, etc. It was cooked. There were other ingredients as well, but it was based on the grains. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says shahakol niya bedvarim. You make a shahakol. Rav Kahana says bayre mina mezoina. Says the Gemara. But daisa grade, the classic daisa, the one that was more common. Everybody agrees you make a bayre mina mezoina. Keep pleading. The machlokes was bedaisa kein chavitz kedera. So the daisa that was similar to the chavitz kedera. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says shahakol. Savadov sheikar. He held the dvash honey was the primary ingredient. And as a result, dvash is something that you make a shahakal on. So you make a shahakal on this food. He held the flour was the primary ingredient. And as a result, you make a bayrimine mezoinus. Says the Gemara, Amrav Yosef, kavased Rav Kahana mestabr. Rav Kahana is right, meaning you make a bayrimine mezoinus. Why? The Ravish Mul Dami Travayu, because Ravish Mul both said, Kol she yeshboy mechameshes hamine mevarchen olav bayrimine mezoinus. That anytime you have any dish that has in it even a little bit of any one of the five minim, the five types of grains, the halacha is you make a bayre minim mezoinus. And being that daisa, even the one with the dvash was the ikar, had in it, it was yeshboy mechameshes aminim, even though it would seem to be the tuffel, it's not the primary ingredient. It doesn't matter. As it relates to any type of food that has in it mechameshes aminim, as long as it's yeshboy, as long as it's there, the halacha is boyre mine mezoinus. So the Gemara now is going to talk about Rav and Shmuel's halacha. So just to get two things clear. Number one, what are the chameshes aminim? What are the five types of grains? Wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. Those are the chameshes minei dagan. Rav and Shmuel just said that if you have a taruvois of foods, as long as you have mechameshes aminim, the halacha is you're going to make a bayri minei mezoinus. Why is this a chiddush? The reason it's a chiddush is because ordinarily, anytime you have a food that's made up of multiple ingredients, what you need to do is you have to determine which is the ikar ingredient and which are the tuffel ingredients. Whichever is the ikar, that's the one that's going to be kaveh the bracha. You never make two brachas on one food. So what then governs which bracha you're supposed to make? So the thought is, whatever's the ikar, that's what you make a bracha on. And the truth is, it's a mishnah. It's a mishnah at the end of the parak. The mishnah says that anytime you have something, there's an ikar and a tafel, you mevarich ala ikar, and it patters the tafel. Rav and Shmuel are being mechadish that even with the chameshes minei dagan are the miut, they're the secondary ingredient, it doesn't matter. Still, the halacha is the bracha is going to be the bracha that you would make on dagan. What bracha do you make on dagan? Unless it's bread, the bracha you make is a bayri minei mezoinus. And as a result, the halacha is going to be a bayri minei mezoinus. The question is in lumdus, why is this correct? Is the pshat because there's just something chashev about chamishes minei dagan that even when they're tuffel, still they're the keveya? Or faker, the lumdus is that we look at it always as being the ikar. Ordinarily, if you have less of one ingredient, more of the other ingredient, so the one that you have more of, that's the ikar. Chameshes minei dagan is always considered the ikar. There's a lot of chakiras that evolve from this chakira itself. But for now, Rav and Shmuel's halacha is that anytime you have a taruvos, you have any one of the chameshes minei dagan, there's some wheat, there's barley, there's oat spelt or rye, the halacha is you can make a bayri minei mezoinus. Zoktamar guf Rav and Shmuel damit chavayu kol sheyesh bayri chameshes aminin mevarchan ala bayri minei mezoinus. That's the halacha that we just said. Itmer naami, and there was another halacha that Rav and Shmuel said, Rav and Shmuel Dami Chavayu, Kol Shehu, Mechameshes Haminim, Mevarchan Ola Boyer Minim Mezoinus. Now these two halachas sound very similar. Kol Sheyesh Boy Mechameshes Haminim, Kol Shehu Mechameshes Haminim. But the Gemara says they're really not the same thing. Vitzricha. Diashmina Kol Shehu had Rav and Shmuel only said the latter halacha, Kol Shehu Mechameshes Haminim, Havamina, I would have thought, okay, so if you have a food, it's Mechameshes Haminim, you make a Boyer Minim Mezoinus. But it's only Mishum the Isa Ve'ene. That's if you have the whole food here. Avali Yedei Taruvois, but if you have a Taruvois, who said this halach of kol sheyesh by that you always look at the chameshes aminim as being the ikar. Kamash malon. So clearly, Rav and Shmuel had to say the first halach of kol sheyesh by. It's a separate chiddush. It's a chiddush that even in the taruvah, even when it's the meal, still the halach is bayim minim mezoinus. V'yashmin kol sheyesh by. Had we only had the halach of kol sheyesh by, havamina, I would have thought kol sheyesh by. It's only by kol sheyesh by. Meaning this chiddush that even if it's the meal and the taruvah, still you make a bayim minim mezoinus. Maybe that's only true by the chameshes aminim. It's their chameshes aminim in avol oiriz v'doichin loy. So what's oiriz? Rice. Doichin is millet. The point is these things that there would have been a havamina, maybe are also grains. It could be, even though Rav and Shmuel said chameshes aminim, which seems to include that, or exclude that, but maybe it's only excluded from the chiddush of kol sheyesh bai mishum da yidei taruvas avol isa beinei. But maybe if you have oiris and doichen in front of you, maybe over there the halach is you make a bayir mina mezoynis afilu on oiris v'doichen ami mevarchen al a bayir mina mezoynis kamash b'lon. That's why Rabbi Shmuel wanted to be clear, and they said kol shehu mechamesh tamin hudu mevarchen al a bayir mina mezoynis lafuke oiris v'doichen afilu isa beinei, even if it's here loy mevarchen on bayir mina mezoynis. So Rabbi Shmuel said two halachas. Number one, kol shehu mechamesh haminim mevarchen al a bayir mina mezoynis. Five things that you make a mezoynis on. What are the five things? The five grains. Wheat, barley, oats, spelt, rye. Those are the five things they make a mezoynis on. Rami Shmuel said another halacha. Kol sheyesh by mechamesh haminim. That if you have any one of the five minim in a taruvos, it's part of a bigger dish, even if it's the secondary and the tertiary ingredient, doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's kaveh the bracha. You're always going to make a bayir minim mezoynis. And what the Gemara is saying is that there's a few chedushim over here. Number one, it's only five minim that you make a bayir minim mezoynis. Why would you have thought more? Or what's the punchline of the chiddush? You would have thought that maybe oiris and doichen are also considered grains. Kamashmo and not, they don't have the halacha bayir minim mezoynis. And the second chiddush is moving the ale of what the chiddush is, like we've repeated already a few times, and that is that even though it's not the primary ingredient, still the halacha is you make a bayir minim mezoynis. But the Gemara says, is that true? Meaning, is it true that you don't make a mezoynis on oiris v'doich? Oiris v'doich loy mevarchin on bayir minim mezoynis v'tayin b'loim to the bar. I said, yeah, lufan pas oiris v'pas doichin mevarich olav t'chila v'soif k'maisa k'deiros. If somebody has bread that was made from rice or bread that was made from doichin, so the halach is you make a bracha before, you make a bracha after, like what? Like maisa k'deiros. Okay. So, what bracha do you make on Maisa Gedera? They got me Maisa Gedera, Tanya, B'tchilim Mavarach Olav, Bayer Minam Mezoynis, Ulu B'Slav Mavarach Olav, Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. So, whatever exactly Maisa Gedera is, that's not the point. The point is, what bracha do you make? The bracha is you make a Mezoynis, and then you make a Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. You make an Alamichio. So, if Eretz V'doichin is treated like Maisa Gedera, that means you'd also make a Mezoynis and an Alamichio afterwards. So, it's Mefurish in this Braisa, not like Rabban Shmuel. Rabban Shmuel, Dami Chavayu, it's only five grains that you make a mezoynis, nothing else. What's the chiddush? Not even oiris v'doichin. Here you have a mefurish b'raisa that says an oiris v'doichin mevarach tchila b'soif k'maisa k'deira. By maisa k'deira, you make a mezoynis, and then you make a bracha achas mein shalosh. So the Gemara says that what that b'raisa means is k'maisa k'deira, but v'loi k'maisa k'deira. Pashi, you read the b'raisa, you mevarach k'maisa k'deira. It sounds like the same bracha. The Gemara says no, it doesn't mean the same bracha. What we mean is that just like maisa k'deira, k'maisa k'deira, the mevarach no tchila b'soif. But v'loike ma'isa k'deira, di'ila b'ma'isa k'deira, b'tchila b'yir minem mezoynis, u'b'soy bracha achas me'en kimmel. Meaning, it's like ma'isa k'deira in the sense that you have to make a bracha before, you have to make a bracha afterwards. But it's not literally like ma'isa k'deira, because by ma'isa k'deira, what's the bracha? Mezoynis. What's the noch bracha? An alamichya. V'ilu hacha b'tchila mevarach olav sh'akol niya b'dvaroi, u'l'b'soy b'yir nefashos rabbis v'chesroinon al kol ma'sheboros. So what the Gemara is saying is that even though we do have a braisa that says oiris v'doichin yemevarach tchila v'soif k'maisa k'deira, pashit, it sounds like the same bracha says maisa k'deira. It's not what it means. It just means yumavarech tchila v'soif, just like yumavarech tchila v'soif by maisa k'deira, but not that it's the same bracha. What's the obvious question? What's the chiddush then of k'maisa k'deira? Every food in the world, you have to make a bracha tchila, you have to make a bracha v'soif. It's k'maisa k'deira that's mevarach tchila v'soif. This is a chiddush and maisa k'deira that you mevarach tchila v'soif. Every food you mevarach tchila, you mevarach v'soif. So what's the tzushtel of k'maisa k'deira if all the brayzes is coming to tell me is that you mevarach tchila v'soif, I am b'pnei Yeshua. But regardless, says the Gemara, v'oiris lav maisa k'deira, one thing seems clear from the previous brayza, and that is oiris v'doichin is not maisa k'deira. Why? Because what the brayzes say, oiris v'doichin, you mevarich k'maisa k'deira. So clearly, it is itself not maisa k'deira. But Tanya afraid the Gemara is that true? Elohe maisa k'deira. These are examples of maisa k'deira. So from a halachic standpoint, the significance of maisa k'deira is that you make a bayir minim mezoynis before you eat it, and you make an alamichi afterwards. So the brayzes gives examples of what maisa k'deira is. Chilko, if targis, soilis, zoris, arson, the oiris. If somebody took wheat, whether it was split into two, which is chilka, targus was split into three, zaris was split into four, arsin was split into five, soilus, it's flour, or oires, and then you cooked it up, that's considered a maisa kedera. It sounds like oires itself is a maisa kedera. So the Gemara says, Hamani Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, that's going to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Time we're going to the price of Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, oires min dagon hu. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri holds that oires is a grain, the chayoven al chimutze kares, v'adam yoitze ba yedei chevasai, bepesach, avu rabbanan loy. But according to the rabbanan, it's not really maisa kedera. It's true, there is a Rabbi Yechon ben Uri that holds that it's literally like wheat. It's one of the grains. It's a regular ma'isa kederi. You'd make a mazonis, you'd make an alamichya. Rav and Shmuel, however, weren't saying their halach according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. They were going according to the Rabbanon. Rabbanon argue with that mechudesh thing, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, according to Rav and Shmuel, or according to the Rabbanon, which is their psak, it's not going to be a mazonis, it's not going to be alamichya, it's only wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. It's not oiris, and it's not doichem. But the Gemara asks another kash of Rabbanon loy, is that true? But we learned to the Braisa, if somebody eats raw wheat, so what's the halacha? Mevarech aleo boire peri ha'adama. That's halacha l'maisa. That's why granola, there are things that are grains where you make a boire peri ha'adama. Why? Because it's raw. If it's raw, that's this halacha. Koisis esachito, mevarech aleo boire peri ha'adama. Tochanu afo bishlo. If it was ground, it was baked, it was cooked. So what's the halacha? Meaning, you baked it, but then after you baked it, you cooked it. So if you bake chitim, so either it's going to be bread, you're going to make hamoitzi, or sometimes it'll be a mezoinis. When's it a mezoinis? If it's pas habavakistin. What's pas habavakistin? So we'll see that in the coming dafet. But usually it's a mezoinis of some sort, or a hamoitzi. But here what you did was ubishla, you cooked it afterwards. So you took bread, let's say, and you cooked bread. So what's the halacha? As much as kayamois, if you have pieces, betchilim avarachala, hamoitzi lachem in aris, ulubasayf avarachala, gimel brach. In a prusis kayamois, if however when you cooked it, it crumbled, so then betchilim avarachala, bari min a mezoinis, ulubasayf and you make an al-mechi after. The price continues and says, if somebody eats raw oiris, mevarech aleo, bayir pri adam. Raw oiris is no different than raw chita. You make an adama. Tochne afo bishloi. What if you ground it, you baked it, and then you cooked it? Afal pisha prusis kayamois. Even if it's prusis kayamois, the halach is, betchila mevarech aleo, bayir mine mezoinois, ula besayif mevarech aleo, bracha achas meyed shalish. Says the Gemara. You have a mefurisha price. This is one part of the price that we need. A mefurisha brisa that says that if you would bake oiris, rice, and then you would cook it, if it's prusois kayamois, mevarich olav boirim minei mezoinus, ulubesayif mevarach olav bracha achas mei sholosh. You make a mezoinus and an olav ichir. Now, who's this brisa going according to? Mani. Ilem Rabbi Yechon ben Uri is Rabbi Yechon ben Uri who holds that oiris is a regular grain, it's no different than wheat. Then if it's prusais kayomois, it should be the same as any one of the other chameshas minei dagon. The Brais is clearly distinguishing and differentiating between oires and the other grains. Must be because we're not going according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. We hold it's not a regular grain. El lav rabbanani. And what does the Brais say? What bracha do you make when you bake it? Even if you cook it, and even if it's prusais kayomois. But Clark, if you have oires, once it's baked, it's not raw. If it's raw, it's adam. It's no different than wheat. That's raw. But the halach is you make a bari mina mezoinis. Now, it's not like bread when you'd make a hamoitzi. But at the very least, you see, it's a bari mina mezoinis. Says the Gemara, v'tyufta deravu shmul tyufta. And if that's the case, checkmate, tyufta deravu shmul tyufta. And that's why, till today, halach alamaisi, you eat rice, you make a bari mina mezoinis. It's not wheat, it's not barley, it's not oats, not spelt, not rye. It's not one of the chamesh mina dog. And Rav and Shmuel said, kol shum chamesh is aminam, the halach is you make a bari mina mezoinis. Rav and Shmuel did say it, and it's quoted often. But at the same time, tyufta deravu shmul. This is also quoted. Rav and Shmuel are upgefracted. As a result, the halacha is you make a bayir mina mezoinis. The Rajba right here points out that even though the Gemara said tyufta, the Rav and Shmuel tyufta, but remember, Rav and Shmuel said two things. Rav and Shmuel said kol shehu mechameshes aminim mevarchen ala bayir mina mezoinis. Rav and Shmuel also said kol sheyesh bay mechameshes aminim mevarchen ala bayir mina mezoinis. Says the Rajba, the Gemara fragged up Rav and Shmuel's halacha of kol shehu, meaning Rav and Shmuel's halacha of kol shehu, where the primary chiddush wasn't that you make a mezoinus. The primary chiddush was only five things, as opposed to oiris and as opposed to doichin.
But Rabbi Shmuel said another halacha, and that was kol sheyeshpa. That any time you have a taruvos, you have a dish that has one of the chamesh miyadogan has something else in it as well. So the halacha is even if the chamesh miyadogan is the miyad, still you can make a boyer min mezoinus. Says the Rashba, that halacha was never upgefragt. And if that halacha was never upgefragt, says the Rashba, even though the Gemara said tiufta the Rabbi Shmuel tiufta as it relates to that halacha, we are going to paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. Then the Rashba says that he saw from Rav Hai Goyen. The Rav Hai Goyen said not that way. Rav Hai Goyen said that being that the Gemara came out tiufta the Rav and Shmuel tiufta, that means the whole Rav and Shmuel in our sugya is up gefrag. Not only the halach of kol shehu, but also the halach of kol sheyeshbay. And the Rashba says tzarechin. Those are the last words in the shtekel. He says tzarechin. He doesn't understand after a long discussion of this shita. He says, what does one have to do with the other? It's two separate halachas. Now the truth is, even though the Rashba is right, of course, at first glance, what does one have to do with the other? But just one diak. The Gemara, when it brought the two statements of Rav and Shmuel, what was the Gemara's immediate reaction? Gemara said, Vitzricha. You need both halachas. Now, the truth is, the Gemara often says that. Vitzricha. The Gemara will bring two statements, and the Gemara says, Tzricha. Look it up. Almost every time the Gemara says, Tzricha, the two halachas are eerily similar. It sounds like it's the same exact halacha. And that's why the Gemara says, Tzricha. I understand. If you told me this, why do you have to tell me that? So I ask you a question. Why did the Gemara say, Vitzricha, on Rav and Shmuel's two halachas? If the Rashba is right, he's coming with a knap. The two halachas have no shaykhs. They sound the same. That's all it is. They kosher. Who mechamesh is aminim? But they're two completely independent halachas, which is what the Rashba is saying. Then what was the Gemara's vitzricha? What would have been the havamina that you don't need both halachas? Once halacha, you make a mezoinus and chamishas minedogen, and also only chamishas minedogen, as opposed to eiros and doichen. The others are a chiddush, an ikar and tuffel. It's a chiddush in hilchas taruvos. I think the word tzricha is a giloy that even though at first glance the two halachas seem to have no connection, but really, if you think about it, there has to be a connection. And Rav Hai Goyen must have been coming from that tzricha in the Gemara where you see the Gemara held the two halachas are related. We have to figure out why. But the two halachas must be related. So that once the Gemara says tiufta the Rav and Shmuel tiufta with regards to kol sheyeshbay, that almost forces you to say tiufta the Rav and Shmuel with regards to kol shehu. Again, what this far is, so that already is beyond the scope of what we do. Just one other ha'ara, and that is that even though the Gemara came out that the Rav and Shmuel's halacha of kol shehu who is upgefragt, but we said, as it relates to kol sheyeshbay, pashib shad, and that's halacha l'maisa, like the Rashba, not like this chiddush from Rav Hai Goyen, the halacha of kol sheyeshbay, that's something that is true l'halacha. But Tosfos, and it's the bottom Tosfos on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, speaks that it's a very important Tosfos when you learn the sugyas of Ketzem Avarchim. Tosfos says that even though this is true, but it's only true if the reason you have one of the chameshes mine dogon in your tafshul is because it's contributing taste and it's serving a real purpose. But says Tosfos, im ledevek ba'alma, let's say the only reason you have this grain is just to, as a paste, it's just to keep the food together. If that's what it's there, says Tosfos, einoy tzorech levorech boyer mine mezoinus, then you don't have to make a boyer mine mezoinus. Tosfos is saying a chiddush. That even though Rav and Shmuel said, kol sheyesh boy mechameshes aminim, you always make a mezoinus, Tosfos is qualifying it, and this is also true halacha l'maisa. That's only if it's there to give taste. But if it's not there to give taste, it's ledevek ba'alma, schnitzel, there are foods that people shteltzu to this halacha. The point is that you have to sit and define exactly what ledevek ba'alma means, but that's what Tosfos says. But Tosfos says, einoy tzorech levorech boyer mine mezoinus. Meaning if it's there ledevek, you don't have to make a boyer mine mezoinus. So you see there's a little circle here. The circle sends you to the Gilyon HaShas. Freit Reb Kiveger, Gilyon HaShas, lishna kaitohu. It's a lishna kaita what Tosfos says. Tosfos says if the chameches mine dogan adir ledevek ba'am, you don't have to make a boyer mine mezoinus. No. Madin noktu ain't tzorech levarich as a lishna kaita. Because to the extent that the halach is you're not supposed to make a boyer mine mezoinus, ain't a rashoy levarich boyer mine mezoinus. It's not ain't a tzorech, it's ain't a rashoy, it's osir. To have a kemavarich al shkeidim boyer mine mezoinus. Why is it different if you make a brocha on nuts and you make a mezoinus? That's not the halach. To have a brocha levatala. No, it's freight rub kiveger. I don't understand. Tosfos says a big svar, very gishmak, that even though kol sheyesh boy, but if it's dila devik ba'alma, then you don't have this halacha. Meaning, ein oy tzarech levarich by mina mezoinus. What do you mean ein oy tzarech? It's not ein oy tzarech. That's not the bracha. You're not allowed to make a boyer mina mezoinus. And says Reb Kivega, not just that. If you would make a boyer mina mezoinus, it would be a bracha levatolas. I saw in the Har Tzvi from Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank right here in his Ha'aris on Shas on this Tosfos, he says that the truth is, if you think about it, Rabbi Kivegar's kashas is really asking two things. He's saying, I don't understand Tosfos Lashon. Tosfos says, "Ein Tzarch, I need Tzarch." The wrong bracha. The bracha is you should make whatever the real bracha is supposed to be. But then Rabbi Kivegar doubles down. He says that not only should Tosfos have not said "Ein Tzarch Lishna Kaita," but says Rabbi Kivegar, if you do make a bracha, it's going to be a bracha of Atala. So says the Har Tzvi, I don't have a good teretz, Rabbi Kivegar's kasha. Why Tosfos said "Ein Tzarch"? It's not "Ein Tzarch." But as it relates to Rabbi Kivegar's gishmak of punchline, which is, it's not just not "Ein Tzarch," it's a bracha of Atala. He said, on this you could dingsach. And he says, you could dingsach for two reasons. He says, number one, we spoke out of Chayyadam in yesterday's daf, where the Chayyadam, which the Bir Halacha brings, says that Bidi Eved, you can make a Bari Mizainas on all foods. Meaning, you're not supposed to do it. Don't try this at home. But Bidi Eved, let's say you make a Bari Mizainas on Shkedim. The Halacha is, you're okay. It's not a bracha of Atala. So Zokt, Rav Tzvi Pesach, I think at first glance, this Gilyon HaShas is maybe a Raya, not like that Chayyadam. The Bir Halacha brings it as if there's no Chalkam on it. It's not true. I think I have a Rav Kivegar over here in Gilyon HaShas. Because Rav Kivegar said that if you would make a Bayer Mirei Mizoynes on a food that has a taruvah, with his chameches, meaning dog, but it's only a devik ba'alma, it would be a bracha levatola. Why would it be a bracha levatola? I mean, if Kinegas kasha is still a good kasha, why did Tosfos say ein tzarich? He should have said it's the wrong bracha. But to call it a bracha levatola, it's not a bracha levatola. And what was his mashal? Shkedim. No, it's not true. If you would make a mizoynus on shkedim, it also wouldn't be a bracha levatola. That's the first aura. The second aura is, he said, he heard from his brother, Abzev. In his Sefer Toldoy Zev, he brings this ha'ara, and that is Yesh Lachgar. Anytime there's an Iker and a Tafel, so you're supposed to make a bracha on the Iker, you're not supposed to make a bracha on the Tafel. Let's say you would make a bracha on the Tafel. Would it be a bracha levatala? Kivega seems to be suggesting it would be a bracha levatala. He says it's not so pashit, and he argues in Lomdus that maybe it wouldn't be a bracha levatala, and then he says, Shub Matsasi Besefer Eretz Tzvi. So this is the Har Tzvi quoting the Eretz Tzvi. The Har Tzvi is, of course, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. The Eretz Tzvi is the Kashag Lavagoy and Hashem Yom Kamdamis. He says, take a look in the Eretz Tzvi, Simin Kov, Shekosav Lehedyakid Vare, the Betofel Ve'ikr, Imavarech Ala Tofel, Ainza Bracha Levatol. It's not considered a Bracha Levatol. It's again, Rav Kinegar is coming and he's called it a Bracha Levatol. So he says, Avad Rav Kinegar's Kasha is a Kasha. Why did Tosef say, Eitzarech Levarech Bari Mezayin? It's the wrong Bracha. But by Rav Kinegar adding one line, Belashoyne Hazav, that it's Kimavarech Bari Mina Mezayinus Allah. At first glance, you see Rabbi Kivegar not like two hanachos. Number one, at first, you see not like the Chayyadam. The Chayyadam said that b'di'evit, it's never bracha levatol if you make a mezoinus on another food. Kivegar, you see not that way. And also, not like the Kashuk of a Goyin, who says that if you make a bracha on the tafel, when there's an ikar in the tafel, it's never considered a bracha levatol. Kivegar seems to be suggesting that it would be a bracha levatol. Says the Gemara Vaito. Oma Marakos, says Achito, Mevorach la bar piyadam. If somebody eats raw wheat, you make a bar piyadam. By the time we learned to the rice, a bar name is Zeroim. You're supposed to make a bracha, bar minei Zeroim. Thank Hashem for creating different types of seeds. Where it says like Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbanon. The other price is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The time we learned in our Mishnah, Vala Yeroka Yisoymer, Bayer Priyadam. Right, the Mishnah says anything that grows in the ground, besides for bread, you make a Bayer Priyadam. Rabbi Yehuda said, Bayer Mine Deshan. He's supposed to be more specific, meaning if you're eating Yerokas, eating vegetables, so you acknowledge that vegetables are Deshan, and you have a more tailor made bracha for the Deshan. So just like you would make a Bayer Mine Deshan for vegetables, it makes sense that if you eat raw wheat, you would acknowledge something a little bit more specific, Bayer Mine is wrong. Oh, my Marcos is a Oires. Mevorach Allah Bayer Priyadam. Tochanoi, Afayu Bishloi. Afal Pisha Prusus Kayamois. Mevorach Allah Betrila Bayer Mine Mezoinois. Ula Besaif. Bracha Achas Me Ein Sholish. So, what did the Brysa say? This was the Brysa that eventually resulted in Tufta the Rav and Shmuel Tufta. It said that if somebody would have Oires, you baked it, and then you cooked it. It doesn't matter how big the prusos are. The halach is you make a mezoinus, and then you make an alamichir. Fake you remember, Tanya, we learned in another braisa, lebesoy v'loy klum, that you're not supposed to make a bracha achrayin at all. Now, by the way, v'loy klum, when we talk about bracha achrayin, we'll see this more, always means a bayir nefashis. Bayir nefashis, for some reason, was called v'loy klum. The rishonim, the achrayim, struggle to understand exactly why. What do you mean v'loy klum? It's a beautiful bracha. If you take a look at the top Tosfos on the Aflam Zayin Amad Aleph, Tosfos explains exactly what the bracha means. Why would that be called a bracha of a loy klum? But regardless, we have a stira. Here you have, you make an ala michya, and here we have what we know halacha lemaisa. If you eat rice, you don't make an ala michya, you make a mezoinus in the beginning, and then you make a bar nefashas, which is the other braisa. It seems to be a stira. Amrav Sheshes, So Rav Sheshet said, "Loi kasha." Har Rabbi Gamliel, the Har Rabbanan, the Tanya we learned in a brayso, a long brayso, say a klal. Kol shu mishavis amini Rabbi Gamliel, loy mishalish brachos. Rabbi Gamliel has a big chiddush in Perakei Tzimavarchim, and that is that you don't just bench after you eat bread, but if you eat any one of the shivas amini, you sit down, you eat a pomegranate, you have to bench afterwards. Kol shu mishavis aminim, Rabbi Gamliel, loy mishalish brachos. Brachos amazim. The Chachamim say bracha achas mishalish. You make an ala michir, meaning an ala eats val prius. I saw there was a story. Rabbi Gamliel vaskein mishayim zum baliyo. Rabbi Gamliel and the skater were in an attic, not in Yavna, but Yerichai. They deal with them kaisavas, and they brought dates. The achloi, and they ate the dates. The nasa Rabbi Gamliel reshus Rabbi Kiva Lavarich. So Rabbi Gamliel, the shitasai, who holds you supposed to bench, so he told Rabbi Akiva, my machroinim, go bench. Kafatz ubirich Rabbi Akiva brach achas mein shalish. Rabbi Akiva didn't follow Rabbi Gamliel's own shita, so we have some drama again. Rather, what he, not as much as on Daf Chav Ches, but a little bit of drama. So he went and he said, instead of Rabbi Simon Velen benching, he made a brach achas mein shalish. He made an ala michio, amale Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel told him, Akiva, admasai atamachnis roish chabena machlokes. By the way, the words admasai sounds like this is not the first time it happened. Admasai, why are we still doing this? At the machnas reish chavena machlekes. It was last week's daf. Amalezi told Rabbeinu, Afa pishata imer kein. Even though you hold this way, the chaverecha imrim kein, and your chaverim hold this way. The mother taught Rabbeinu, you taught us something else. Yochid v'rabim malacha kerabim. Then whenever there's machlekes, yochid v'rabim malacha kerabim. Rabbi Gamliel, you and your chaverim are yechidim. You see, Yochav Rabbim doesn't mean one person, even if it's more than one person. But the Rabbim hold not that way. The Rabbim hold Brach Achas Mein Sholish. And as a result, Rabbi Akiva said, the Noch Brach I'm going to make is the Brach Achas Mein Sholish. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmai, Rabbi Yehuda had another version of this Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda Necham. Meaning, till now, the Machloikis is, if you eat from the Shivas Aminim, what's the Brach Achroina? Is it benching, Berchas Amazin, that was Rabbi Gamliel Shita? Or is it Brach Achas Mein Sholish? Rabbi Yehuda said, Kol Shu Mishivas Aminim, if you eat from the Shivas Aminim, V'loi Min Dagon, and it's not a grain, Oy Min Dagon, V'loi Esoy Pas, Rabbi Gamliel, Loi Mishalish Brachas, V'chachom, Loi Min Brach Achas, Mein Sholish. Okay, that we know. Kol She Einoy. But what if you have food that's Loi Mishivas Aminim, V'loi Min Dagon, Kigoin pas oiras v'doichin, bread that's made of oiras and doichin. Rabbi Gamliel loy mebracha achas mein shalosh. The chachamim loy mevloy klom. So what do you see from it? In Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machlokes of Gamliel and the chachamim, there's another machlokes here, and that is pas bread that's made from either rice or millet. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Gamliel says bracha achas mein shalosh. The chachamim say mevloy klom. We started this part of the daf with a stira. Here you have a brisa that says that what's the noch bracha on pas oiris bracha achas mein shalosh. Then we have another one that says v'loy klum. What does v'loy klum mean? Meaning a bayir nefasha. So there seems to be a stira. It's machlokes tana. In Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machlokes of Gamliel and the Chachamim, it's a mefurish machlokes, and that is then the teretz to this apparent contradiction. But the Gemara says it doesn't work. Why? Because b'maya kimta Rabbi Gamliel. You just said that previous brisa. The brisa that said that on pas oiris you make a mezoinus and then you bake a brach achas mein shalosh. It's really going according to Rabbi Gamliel. The problem is go through that whole brisa. Aim a seifa the ratio. Look at the seifa of the ratio of that brisa. What did it say? You made a prusis kayamos. If you baked regular bread, this is regular bread, and the prusis weren't kayamos. So betchilu mevarich aleh boir mina mezoinus ulu besayif mevarich aleh brach achas mein shalosh. Frank the Gemara, how could this be Rabbi Gamliel? Right? Even without going viking, we know it can't be Rabbi Gamliel. Because Rabbi Gamliel holds that any time you have any one of the Shivas Aminim, grain is one of the Shivas Aminim, chit is one of the Shivas Aminim, that loch you always bench. You bench if you eat a date. You bench if you eat a pomegranate. So certainly you're going to bench if you bake bread and it's not prusis kayomais. Avada. So the Gemara says, who is this? I Rabbi Gamliel, hashtag kayusava is vadaisa. For dates and daisa, I'm Rabbi Gamliel, gilma brachas. In ina prusis kayomais bipai, if you have bread and then you cooked it and it's poked, not prusis kayomais, is there, it's pasha, then that loch is going to make a bracha achas mein shalosh. Elipshi the Rabbanon. It must be the Rabbanon. Iachi, kasha the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon. So we're back to our original question. Elul oilam Rabbanon. Gabi Iris, the last resort is you have to edit the Bryce a little bit. Iris, Ulubasaif, Aina Mivarich Olav, Flai Klum. Right? I mean, the Bryces weren't so perfectly edited. The Mishnayas were. Many of the Bryces weren't. That's why the Amiram, often, if they were stuck, they were in a bind, so they would sometimes edit the Bryce. And that's what you have to do. You have to go back to that Bryce, and instead of having Ulubasaif, you make a Bracha Achas Me and Sholish, you have to say Ulubasaif, Flai Klum, meaning a Baron of Fashas. Both brises are saying that the noch bracha for oiras v'doichin is a bayer nefashos, and if that's the case, it's no wonder that's the halacha. You make a mezoinus on oiras. Why? Because tiufta the rabbi shmul tiufta, and you make a bayer nefashos afterwards because at the end of the day you have two brises and they both say v'loy klum. which is another way of saying Boyer Nefashis. Amar Rava. Rava said, Hai Rihata Dichikloi. So Rashi says, Rihata Dichikloi is like a Chavitz Kedera. It's the Chavitza that we started the daf with, right? Chavitz Kedera, V'chein Daisa, we had it earlier in the daf. So that's what this Rihata was. So the ones that the Chakloi, the villagers used to eat, the Mavshi Bakimcha, that had a lot of flour. Mevorich Boyer Minimazoinus. My time, it's me the ikar, because the flour was the primary. The mechuzah, the one that they used to eat in the big cities, like Mafshebe Kimcha, didn't have so much flour. My time, what's the reason? Dovshe ikar, because the dvash is ikar. But the Gemara says, Valdamar Rava, no, it's a mistake. Idi vidi bari minim mezoinis, the Rav Shmuel, the Amitravayu, kol sheyesh, but bechamish saminim, mevarachal al bari mezoinis, because Rav Shmuel both said that it doesn't matter what's the ikar, as long as you have bechamish saminim, the Rashba brings this very good as a raya to what he said. That even though the Gemara said, tufta the Rav Shmuel tufta, now all of a sudden you turn the page and we're back to Rav Shmuel. What's the Terence? Tufta the Rabban Shmuel Tufta was regarding Kol Shehu Mechamesh Saminim. But as it relates to Kol Sheyesh Mechamesh Saminim, for that, we don't have a Tufta. Amar Rav Yosef, Hai Chavitza, this paper in Kizayis. If someone has a Chavitza, so you have this dish that has carbs in it, where there's bread and it was cooked. If this Pirur in Kizayis, if the pieces are still a Kizayis, Betchilim Avaru Chalav Amaitzi Lachem in Aretz, Ulebeslev Bracha. Mevarich olav shalosh brachas. The less pay perur in kezayis, if it's not the size of a kezayis, betchila mevarich olav bari mina mezaynus ulav b'slay bracha achas mei shalosh. This is very similar to the brisa that we had in Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, it said prusas kayamis, ain't prusas kayamis. Rabbeis is a little bit more specific. He says that you cook this dish. If this perurin that's the size of a kezayis, then you make a moitzi and a birchas hamazon. If it's less than a kezayis, it's going to be less. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, "Mino amino la." How do I know this? D'tanya, we learned in the brisa, and this next gemara is a classic. If it sounds familiar, we had this in Masechtas Menachos. Daf ayin hey amid beis. Hoy amid amakir Menachos Yerushalayim. There was a kohen he was bringing Menachos in Yerushalayim. Omer, he says, "Baruch shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh." Not lon la'achlon. If he now wants to eat the carbon mincha, so most Menachos had a portion of it that was eaten. It was known as the Shiorei HaMincha. Why was it the Shiorei HaMincha? Why was it the Shirayim? Because the rest of it had gone on the Mizbeach. The Koimetz went on the Mizbeach. What was left, meaning other than the Koimetz, that was eaten. So what bracha do you make? Mevarech HaMaitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. V'tani Allah, we learned in the Braisa, V'kulon Poises in Kezayis. Now this, how Braisa, that says, this is important, that you make HaMaitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz on Menachos. The understanding is it's true for all Menachos. Now, if when you learn Masechtas Menachos, you realize that not all Menachos were created equally. In fact, a lot of the Mishnayos and the Gemaras and Masechtas Menachos deal with the details of different types of Menachos and exactly how they were born. But for our sugya, the Pashtus for sure is that we're dealing with all Menachos. So whatever we're saying has to be true to every single mincha. Okay, now what does it say? You make hamoitzi lachem in arts. Now, v'tani Allah, v'kulam poises on kezayis. There were certain menachas that required pesisa. They had to be broken up before you did the kemitza. Now, how much were they broken? So the brisa says they were supposed to be broken so that each part would be a kezayis. Now, there were also menachas that were cooked. Some of them were fried. So essentially, you have this chavitz kedera, something very similar to what Rabbi Yosef's talking about. Rabbi Yosef's learning parakeitz and mevarchin. This is a braisa mesachtes menachos, but there's a common denominator here. Because we're dealing with something that's grain-based. It's made of chita. Almost all the menachos were from chita. Some were from sa'irim. But almost all of them were from chitim. So it's either chitim or sa'irim. So it's one of the chameches minei dagon. It's cooked, baked, you have pieces of it that are kezayis. And what's the halacha? You make hamotzi lachem min ha'aretz. So says Rabbi Yosef, not midala, how do I know? That even if you cook it and it's crumbled, if there's a kezayis, you make hamotzi. That's mefurish. Because I know the menachas were a kezayis, and still you see you make hamotzi. I'm like, Abayah told Rabbi Yosef, Ela meyato. The ton of Rabbi Shmuel, Dama Parkanach, Mechzim, and Lusayus. There's a ton of Rabbi Shmuel that says that they used to grind it, meaning they would crush it, but not where the pieces were so large that they were the size of a kezayis. But no, achemachziron le sultan. So is that price not true? And presumably the price so that says you make a Maisa Lechemar Tashur according to everybody. So if that's the case, just like you're bringing a Raya from the one price that says that each piece was a Kazayas, that if there's a Kazayas you make a Maisa, bring a Raya even more. Bring a Raya from Tanit Rabbi Yishmael that holds that even if it's less than a Kazayas, even if it's little pieces, still you make a Maisa Lechemar Tashur. You'll tell me, maybe that is the case, but time we went to the price, at least get Kazayas, meaning he's proving Abaya that everybody holds that you would have to make Hamotzi Lachem in Aretz. You can't say that maybe according to Tan of Rabbi Shmuel you wouldn't make Hamotzi Lachem in Aretz, right? What's the Gemara suggesting? Maybe it's not a kasha because maybe Tan of Rabbi Shmuel holds that you don't make Hamotzi. So the Raya is from the Bracha. Maybe only the price that holds that Pesisa had a result in each piece being a Kazayas holds you make a Moitzi Lachem in Aretz. But maybe Tan of Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't make. It's not true because Tan of Rabbi Shmuel said that if you would take all these little pieces and together you would have a Kazayas, if it was Chametz and you ate it on Pesach, you'd get Karas. If it was Matzah you ate it on Pesach, you could be Mekayim your mitzvah of Matzah. So what do you see from there? You see that it's bread. If it's bread, you should make a Moitzi Lachem in Aretz. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, Hocha b'maya skinon b'she'irson. It's talking about when you put it back together. Having that you put it back together, that's why you make a Moitzi Lachem in Aretz. Meaning it's true. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel also says you make a Moitzi Lachem in Aretz, but only if after you chopped it up, you put it back together. Yehachi, the Gemara says, Eima Seif, Avusha Achlon, Bikdei Achilas Pras. Now, if it's Irson, if it's talking about what they put back together, Haisha Achlon, Shachlemi Boile. Achlon is a Lashon Rabbim. Sounds like it's a bunch of pieces. But if really it's all back as one piece, it should have said, Achlon, Balashon Yachid. Whereas it says, you're right, a different tarot. Achlon, Mayaskir, but Mamalachim God. It's talking about where the wheat that was used for the mincha came from a larger challah. It came from a lechem gadol. So what? If it comes from a lechem gadol, Rabbi Yosef says, I agree, you always make a moitzi. Meaning, my chiddush, he says that if you have bread and you cook it and it's less than a kazayis, you don't make a moitzi. That's only if the entire bread that it came from, the source of this bread, is not here anymore. But if you cut up a challah in half, the other half is still there, and now you take the one half and you chop it up, it doesn't matter how small you chop it up, the halach is, you're always going to make a moiti. My havi halach, what's the bottom line? I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, hay chavitza, avak after less my perukin zayis, mevaro chalov, ha moiti lachem in arz. If you have a chavitza, even if it's less than a gazayis, you make a moiti. Amar Rava, Rava said, one important caveat, food de ikka ole to risa de nahama. That's only true if it has a tzura of bread. It still has a tzura of pas. But if it doesn't look like bread, then the halach is that this is not going to be true excess. So just two ha'aris related to today's daf. One a little bit lighter, and the other one a little bit more intense. So we'll start with the lighter ha'ara. So the Gemara, on the bottom of daf lamed zayin amud aleph, brought a little bit of drama that took place in an attic in Yericho with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. It was a maisa shahaya, kachaya, where Rabbi Gamliel and the skenim were sitting together in this attic in Yericho, and they ate dates. And it came time to make a bracha akraina. So Rabbi Gamliel was mechabed Rabbi Akiva with benching. Now, Rabbi Gamliel's shita is that if you eat from the shivas aminim, you have to bench, just like we bench after you eat bread. Rabbi Gamliel's shita is you're supposed to bench after you eat any one of the shivas aminim. Chamim argued with Rabbi Gamliel. So when Rabbi Gamliel was mechaber Rabbi Akiva to bench, the understanding was Rabbi Akiva was going to follow Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's the nasi. This is happening in his attic, maybe. So the understanding is that he was going to follow, but that's not what he did. Instead of saying Rabbi Yisrael Mevel mention, he went and he made a bracha achas me'en sholosh. And the Gemara says, kofatzu berich. He did it really fast just to make sure that Rabbi Gamliel allows him to do what he does. Omelet, Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel got very upset. He told him, Admosei at the machnis roishcha b'ne machloikas. Why are you getting involved in a machloikas? Why are we doing this? You know what I hold. You know what I wanted you to do. So why are you getting involved in a machloikas? Why are you picking sides? Amalei Rabbeinu. So he told him, I hear what you're saying, and I understand you hold that way, and even your chaverim hold that way. But at the same time, Limadetonu Rabbeinu, you taught us, Yachid v'rabim alocha gravim. You're a Yachid, and I went like the Rabbim, and as a result, I wasn't going to follow you. I saw a Dover Nifla in the Sefer Shlema Mishnasai. The Sefer Shlema Mishnasai is a classic work on Masechtas Brachos. It's an old work. And in his Sefer, he has a beautiful aura on this Gemara right here. Yochid v'rabim halachik karabim. Let me ask you a question. What about the Yochid himself? So you have machloikis. Let's take our case. Rabbi Gamliel and the Chacham. Rabbi Gamliel, you're supposed to bench after you eat any one of the Shivas Amidim. Chacham held not that way. Yachid v'rav malacha grav. That means if an individual, an innocent bystander, would ask a rav a question, what are you supposed to do? Well, you have Rabbi Gamliel and his chaverim. You have the rabbim not that way, the chachamim. So the halacha would be, of course, yachid v'rav malacha grav. But what about Rabbi Gamliel himself? What would be the halacha? Rabbi Gamliel, he himself holds that this is the way it's supposed to be. What about Rabbi Gamliel's talmidim? Let's say you're a talmid of a certain rav. You're his talmid muvik. You follow him. You follow everything that he does. He's a yachid keneged the rabbim. Could you go like your Rebbe? Or is there a halacha of Yachav Rabbim, halacha Karam? What's the tut stadim? Maybe Yachav Rabbim, halacha Karam is only true for someone that has no, he's not partial here. He doesn't have any vested interest. He doesn't know. He's not a Talmud of Gamliel. He's not a Talmud of the Chacham. He's not a Talmud of anybody. So he wants to know what the halacha is. So Yachav Rabbim, halacha Karam. But if I'm a Talmud of the Yachid, maybe I can follow my Rebbe. What if he's my father? I could follow my father. It's my minig. This is the way I grew up. This is always the way it was. Or does Yachid v'Rabim Malacha K'Rabim apply to even the Yachid and even his Chavraya Kedisha? That's the question. The emes is, it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi. It's a Mefurish Yerushalmi. We remember the first Mishnah, I hope, of Masechtas Brachos. So the Mishnah mentioned the three-way machlokes. What's the Soif Zman Kriyash Mashalav? Name is Haikonish Mabarvin. So the first sheet is Mishal Shekhanu Chatzos Lach Mashuas Ad Soif Hashmur Shin Rebbe Lies. Chom said Ad Chatzos. Rav Gamliel said Ad Shiyal Amud HaShachem. I said there was a story who bow of one of the Beis HaMishnah. Amru Loi. So Rav Gamliel's sons came from the Beis HaMishnah. He said, like, Karinos HaShma. Amalam, he told him, Im Loyal Amud HaShachar, Chayovim Atim Likros. If it's not a Lois HaShachar yet, you have an obligation to say Shema. This is Rabbi Gamliel Ishidasa. Rabbi Gamliel held Adam Udashach. Freak the Yerushalmi. This is a Yerushalmi in the first parak of Masechtas Brachos. For Rabbi Gamliel, Polagal Rabbonin, V'ovad Uvda Kavase, Bitmiya. You have to know how to read Yerushalmi. Bitmiya? How could Rabbi Gamliel do that? What do you mean, Rabbi Gamliel Ishidasa? Rabbi Gamliel was a Yachid. He was going up against the Rabbim. Yachid v'Rabbim. Halacha Kerabim. So if Yochid V'Rabim is Halacha Kerabim, what gave Rabbi Gamliel the right to do that? L'chura, how do you have a right to tell him? Says the Gemara. And not just that, I'll prove to you that it's not okay if there's a machlokes a Yochid V'Rabim, Yochid V'Rabim, even for the Yochid to go like the Yochid. Meaning the Yochid has to shout to the Rabim. How do I know that? Two real life stories. Because Rav Meir, Polagal Rabbanin, Rav Meir, there's a place where he argued with the Rabbanin. This is Rav Meir, who's Chayish Lamiyuta. And even he didn't go like the Yochid V'Rabim. No, he understood. Even though I hold not that way, but I have to follow the Rabbim. And not only Rav Meir, but there was another time, you know who? Probably guess. Rabbi Akiva, Polagal Rabbanin. It was a nice show with Rabbi Akiva as well. Says the Shleim Mishnasi Adav Nifla. He says it comes out there was a machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. If there's a shail of Yachid v'Rabbi Malacha Karab, could the Yachid himself stell to an ad? So that's mamish what's going on over here. Rabbi Gamliel is Shitosoi, who knew the Rabbim argued with him. But just like in the Mishnah, that Bezam and Aleph, he told his kids, Rabbi Akiva, I know Yochav Ram Malacha Karabim. Oh, but it's the Bistu by Mir. You're sitting at my table, and you're my Talmud. I'm the Nasi. Don't forget, Tav Chav Ches. I'm the Nasi. So if I'm the Nasi, you're going to follow me. I'm a Yochid, I don't care what the Rabbim holds. Yochav Ram Malacha Karabim. But what did Rabbi Akiva do? Kofatzu Berech, he jumped, he made, because he's Lashitasa. He holds that Yochav Ram Malacha Karabim. The Yochid himself can't follow his own Shita, certainly not his Talmidim, certainly not his children. Says the Shleim Mishnasi, what's going on over here is Rabbi Gamliel Lishitasai, it's Rabbi Akiva Lishitasai, Dover Nifla. Now, the truth is, if you go through the Yerushalmi, even though the Yerushalmi starts off suggesting that it's Machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, but really the Yerushalmi works it out. So you have to see how much this stems with the Maskan of the Yerushalmi. But for sure, with the Havamini of the Yerushalmi, it's a beautiful pshat. That's the first aura. The second aura is that the Gemara wrote a Braisa. Now the truth is, we could stop right here and talk now, because the big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, who made the Shachiyanu? And also, why every time you bring a mincha, you make a Shachiyanu? So what exactly is going on over here? There's a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, but the income of Koymai. We're going to instead focus on a different art. And that is, the Braisa said that when you eat the mincha, Kohen, only the Kohen is allowed to eat the mincha, he made a Moitzi Lechem in Aretz. Not just that, if he would eat a kezayis of a mincha on Pesach, so if it was chametz, he's chayv koris. If it was matzah, you could be yoytze yechayvus matzah. Makshima olam. Rav Tzvi Pesach brings this kasha mekroi kodesh. Rav Shulzinger brings this in Mishmar Alevi, and they both bring the question with the same preface. Makshima olam. This is a veltz kasha, and that is, how could you be yoytze shmak a kasha? your chi of matzah with a mincha. Mincha was kachim kadashim. Every single mincha was kodesh kadashim. We know there were two levels in kachim. There was kachim kalim, and there was kachim kadashim. Every mincha, the mincha is the mincha's ani, it comes with nefesh. Every single mincha, like Kliyakra says in Parashas Vayikra, was kodesh kadashim. Now, if it was kodesh kadashim, it meant two things. Number one, only a kohen could eat it. Number two, it had to be eaten in the Azara. If it had to be eaten in the Azara, there's no way you can eat a mincha b'yotzi yachayves matzah. You know why? Because the rule is, ein yeshiva b'azara, el l'malchim is dove b'vad. And we know that matzah you have to eat b'aseba. So maksham o'ilah, b'azok de b'raisa, that if the mincha was matzah, you could be yotzi yachayv. Matzah, l'chayr, it's not possible. Because if it's a mincha, it has to be eaten in the Azara. If it's eaten in the Azara, you can't sit when you eat it, you have to stand. If you're standing, you can't recline, it can't be bazen, you can't bring your pillow, it's not possible. Ein yeshiva bazara, el malchus beis davar b'vad. It's maksimum has. Now the truth is, that muskharish, and it's totally really, in Ray that we spoke a lot about when we learned kachim, it's a toysa mesach nizyum adav chafhei, it's also a toysa and a shita b'kubetz in the beginning of the second paragraph mesach nizvachim, where toysa has asks Akasha, that we know that all kachim had to be eaten l'mashcha. What does l'mashcha mean? That's an idea that comes up a lot in kachim. L'mashcha means kederech sham melachim oichlin. So when you ate kachim, you had to eat it in a very nice way. It had to be eaten in the same tzura that the melachim eat. Frey toises, akasha, I understand. The aloch is ein yeshiva ba'azor el malchus mizdavu b'vad. Kachim kedoshim had to be eaten in the azor. If it had to be eaten in the azor, how could it be l'mashcha? You have to stand while you're eating it. The kings don't stand. Kings eat by a seba on a regular Tuesday. So if that's the case, as I frey Tosfos, then what happened to the halacha of l'mashcha? And Tosfos says two terutzim. One teretz Tosfos says, Anachanami, what are you supposed to do? L'mashcha means you try your best. Anachanami, you can't. If you can't sit, you can't sit. Inami says Tosfos, it could be, even though there's halacha of in yeshiva bazar, l'machlim is davar b'vad, but maybe l'mashcha is doicha. And if l'mashcha is doicha, so then it could be Anachanami. It would be an example, a hechi timtza, where it'd be possible for a koyein to sit in the azar. How's it possible? It's possible by achilas kachim because there's a din of l'mashcha, and although kineged that you have the halacha of ein yeshiva b'azara, but l'mashcha would be doich. As I zok toisus, say all dachroinim that according to toisus is sad that you're allowed to eat kachim sitting, even though ein yeshiva b'azara. Why? Because of the halacha l'mashcha. So it's not a kasha. You could eat the mincha, the shiurim minacha is sitting. You could eat it b'aseba, and that's how you would be yotza matzah. Rav Schulzinger, however, says another pshat. He says that it could be even more pashut. We know the halacha is that if a Rebbe and a Talmud are praving the Seder together, so the halacha is the Talmud doesn't sit by a Seba. Because when he's in the presence of his Rebbe, there's no Haseba. So it says Rav Schulzinger, the Kehanim are sitting in the Azara. They're lefnei Hashem. This is not Es Hashem Aleikich Tira leRabbis Talmid HaChachamim. This is Es Hashem Aleikich Tira, literally. So if that's the case, it's pashut it be no din Haseba. You're right. Ordinarily, you can't be Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah without a Seba. But here, you're in the presence of your Rebbe, you're in the presence of the Eibishter, of the Divrei Arav. You're literally in the presence of Hashem Lekachatira. So it's Pasha, says Rav Schulzinger, that it wouldn't be okay. Rav Tzvi Pesach, it is Mikrei Kodesh, brings another Teretz. A Dover Nifla, but before that, we need a very, very short introduction. And that is as follows. The Tzlach, in his Noida B'Yehuda, the Noida B'Yehuda, in his Tzlach, right here on this Gemara, brings a bunch of kashas on this price. The first kasha is the Rajba's kasha. The Rajba asked from a Gemara. The Gemara says, Mesechtes Psochim, Daf Lamed Vav Amed Beis. Tanya, Yochol Yetzei Odom Yidei Chayvasa B'Bikurim. You would think that if a person has Bikurim, he has grain, it's Bikurim, and he wants to take the Bikurim, turn it into Matzah, and B'Yotza, his Chi of Matzah. You would think he could do it. Talmud Loimar. It says, B'chol Moishvoy Seichem Toichlo Matzahis. Matzah HaNecheles B'chol Moishavis. You can only be Yotza Matzah with Matzah that can be eaten everywhere. B'chol Moishavis. Yotzu Bikurim. With the exception of Bikurim, she'eino necholim b'chol meishavos, elav Yerushalayim. Bikurim had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. I mean that it had to be eaten in Yerushalayim, says the Braise, Yotzu Bikurim, you can't be Yotza Matzah with Fate the Rajba. If you can't be Yotza Matzah with Bikurim, because it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, it's not b'chol meishavosechem. How could you be Yotza with Menachis? Menachis had to be eaten only in Dazar. Posh the kasha, as I fake the Rajba. The Noidabu asks another kasha. He says, the Gemara says, this is also a Braise, also Mesechtes Pesachim. So that was on Daflam Medvav Amid Beis. This on Daflam Medvav Amid Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan. Yochol Yoytze Yodim Yidei Chayvase B'Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim. You would think, let's say someone has Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, that you could be Yoytze Yechiv Matzah. Talmud Loimar, it says Lechem Oini. Now it says lechem oini. How's it spelled? Ayin nun yud. But the Gemara swaps the ayin with an aleph. Lechem oini, as if it would say oini with an aleph. Loshen of aninos lo yachalti ba'oini mimani. Oini with an aleph. So even though it says lechem oini with an ayin, we read it as if it said it with an aleph, meaning only something that an oinein's allowed to eat. An oinein's not allowed to eat ma'isa sheni. Lo yachalti ba'oini mimani. He's not allowed to eat ma'isa sheni. Abida, he's not allowed to eat ma'isa sheni. So it's not lechem oini, and as a result, you can't be yoitza matzah with ma'isa sheni. Divrei Rabbi Yosei Aglili. That's Rabbi Yosei Aglili's shita. Rabbi Kiva argues. He says, no, lechem oini is not coming to teach me oini with an aleph that you can't be yoitza with ma'isa sheni, but rather, ma talmud loy melechem oini, prat li'isa sheni loyshe biyayin v'shemen udvash. It's coming to teach me a halacha that we all know, that matzah ashira you can't be yoitza with. It has to be the type of matzah that aniyim used to eat, as opposed to the type of matzah that the ashirim used to eat. What's the difference between the poor man's bread and the wealthy man's bread? The wealthy man used to add ingredients. He would have yayin, he would have shemen, he would have devash. Lechem oini is coming to teach me that if you add wine or oil or honey or anything like that into your matzah, even if it's not chovetz, but you can't be yoytze yachi of matzah. Your matzah has to be lechem oini. In other words, whereas Rabbi Yosi Aglili is darshining lechem oini instead of with an ayin, with an aleph, Rabbi Akiva is also darshan lechem oini, as if it would have said lechem oni, and the oni's lechem is without yayin shemen advash, and it can't be without yayin shemen advash. Freik tenoi de Yehuda, whether you hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, or whether you hold like Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't stem with our Gemara. Because we have a Gemara that says you could be yoytze yechi of matzah with menachis. L'chayro, how can you be yoytze with menachis? According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, can't be yoytze with ma'isa sheni. Even in Yerushalayim, why not? Because matcha necho baninus. Yotzezesh ini necho baninus. You can't eat a mincha baninus. Avadi. You can't eat kachem. No, he's not letting kachem. So if you can't eat kachem, you can't do it. And according to Rabbi Akiva, who darish is not lechem oini, but rather lechem oni, probably isa shem iloi shem b'yayim v'shem ben advash, we spoke out, it's clear in Rashi the sugi that that b'raisa menachas was negeya all menachas. Almost all the menachas had shemen. The only ones that didn't were the minchas chayte and the minchas kanois. But other than that, every single mincha had shemen in it. So if the menachas all had shemen in it, so it's matzah shir. If it's matzah shir, Yevite can't be yoitza. So afraid to know to be Yehuda, what's tutzachta? How do you posh understand this braisa? You have a braisa that says if you have a kezayis of a mincha that's matzah below Pesach, you could be mekayim your mitzvahs matzah. The Rashba said it doesn't stem with the halacha of b'chol ma'ish v'seicha. That teaches me you can't be yoytze with matzah bikurim. Now, if Yehuda says, I'll add two, and he asks more kashas too, but we'll just speak out three. He says, how does it stem with Rabbi Yosef Aglili's halacha that you can't be yoytze with ma'isa sheni? How does it stem with Rabbi Akiva's halacha of matzah shira? Says the noy de be Yehuda that I think you have to say, nir l'aniyaz daiti l'sale kol ha'kushyoiz, heim mitam matzah shira, v'heim mitam aninos, v'heim mitam ha'shoves, v'heim mitam some of the other kashas. I have to say, I'm going to tell you one side, and it's going to answer all the questions. I'm going to tell you a yusoy that I didn't see anybody asks. V'hu hilchas l'mashicha. To be fair, it's not really something that's negev b'zman hazeh. It's hilchas l'mashicha k'sheniska lasis ha-pesach k'ilchasoy. That's where it's going to be negev this halach. This chiddush that I'm about to tell you. What's the chiddush? Says the Noi de Yehuda, I want to say that it could be that our braisa that says it could be yoytza matzah wasn't talking about the matzah we think it is. It's not talking about matzah by the Leil Seder. You can't be yoytza with the matzah of Leil Seder. It's no worse than Bikurim, Ma'isa Sheni, and Matzah Shira. What then is it talking about? The matzah that once upon a time people ate on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni also had to eat matzah. It says in the Torah that if somebody couldn't bring the carbon Pesach, so there's a plan B. What's plan B? Yud Daleria. A month later, you can bring the carbon Pesach. It says Barbos Yem Bechodesh Hazeh Beinu Abayim Tasu Oisav B'Moyadoy Kichol Chukoisav Uchakol Mishpatov Tasu Oisav. So it says over there, there's an idea of a Pesach Sheni. Says the Torah, when you bring the Pesach Sheni, Al Matzos U'Meroyrim Noichluhu. You're supposed to eat it Al Matzos U'Meroyrim. Meaning, the Pesach Sheni had to come together with matzah. Being that it had to come together with matzah, that means it was a chiyuv to eat matzah of a Pesach Sheni. Maybe what the braisa means is that a person is bringing his Pesach Sheni and he wants to be Mekayim, his mitzvah's matzah that he needs to have in order to be yotzei the Pesach Sheni. That's the matzah. That's the matzah that the Braise is referring to. And says in the Yudah, here's my chiddush, that matzah doesn't have all these tanayim. Bechal moish veisechem, lechem oni with an aleph, lechem oni. All those dinim is only negeya be'erif toichlu matzahs. It's negeya the chiv matzah that you have below our seder. But as it relates to the matzahs, where you have to have matzah, together with your Pesach Sheni, it's mitnoya carbon. It's part of the carbon. You have to have the matzah. That al matzah some roi rechlu that you don't have. Says it, it's an unbelievable chiddush. How do I have a right to say that? He says, I'm going to tell you why I think that's the pshat. Because the Gemara says that all the halachas of carbon Pesach that were negeya Pesach Rishon and negeya Pesach Sheni as well. You know how we know that? Because it says in the parasha Pesach Sheni, lo yashiru mimenu ad boiker, ve'etzem la yishbu ruboy, kechol chukas ha-Pesach yasu oisoy. From the drush of kechol chukas ha-Pesach yasu oisoy, what does it teach me? All the halachas of parashas boy, all the halachas of the chukas ha-Pesach, and negeya right here, parashas ba loyscha, and negeya Pesach Sheni. That says the Torah had to be marba. To teach me that the halachas of carbon Pesach Rishon and Negeya Pesach Sheni. Because on them I would have thought, just bring a carbon Pesach. Make it taste all the halachas on Negeya. If that's the case, by matzah, you have the same havamina. Mehecha tesi, all the halacha should be negeya. And it doesn't say, kechol chukas ha-matzah is yasu oisai. And if that's the case, says the Noid Behuda, could be there's an afgemina between Pesach, between the matzahs that you had to eat b'leil ha-seder, and the matzahs that you're eating Pesach Sheni. And fundamentally, they're different, because b'leil seder, you're eating matzah because there's a din to eat matzah. Berif teichlu matzah. Here, it's just a sniff. It's just an ancillary. It's an accessory to the Karban Pesach. For that, it just has to be matzah. Just make sure it's from the grains and it's matzah and it doesn't rise too high. And then you're done. That's all you need. But all these halachas of Mechomesh Veseichem is not going to be negayas. Yesh Shloima said to Noid Behuda that this braisa that says it could be yoitza, yachi of matzah with a mincha and a chanami, it didn't mean the matzah of Leil Seder. It was referring to the matzah of Pesach Sheni. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach, just to come full circle, said Rav Hirsch Pesach, if that's the case, he could be Miyasha the Veltz Kasha as well. Because if we're not talking about the matzah that you eat the Pesach Rishon, rather we're talking about the matzah that you eat the Pesach Sheni. He says, I saw a chiddush in the Aruch Laner's Binyan, where he brings rayas to a yesoid, and that is that the Din HaSeba was only true Balel HaPesach. Balel HaSeder, when it was Vigada to Levincha, when there were Dalut Koishas, that's when there was a Din HaSeba. Pesach Sheni didn't have that. I mean, they didn't have, there was no HaSeba. So he says, if that's the case, then Oyd Yehuda Fadin the Rajbis Kasha, he Fadin his Kasha, he could be Marvich the Veltz Kasha as well. We're not talking about the regular Chiyah Matzah. Regular Chiyah Matzah has to be HaSeba. We're talking about Pesach Sheni. We're talking about Matzah's Rebbe Yechlu. There's no Din HaSeba. The Chiyanim can eat it in the Azara, they can be standing. There's no problem in Yeshiva Bazara, Elo Machas, Mistovable Man.